This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. I got to kind of clue you guys in on us science folk. All right. We science folk know what you guys say about us. We know that you guys think we're a bunch of dorks. Okay. Now, we're not a bunch of dorks. I mean, in our circle, we're pretty cool. And I have no problem admitting this, even in front of my husband. I find some people in science very sexy. Orthopedic surgeons. Do I need to say any more? So, people in science, whether you're a research analyst, whether you're a physician, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a pharmacist, whether you are a, I don't know, lab technician, you all have the potential to be very, very sexy. Well, what happened in the last few days, which I think really got everybody's hemorrhoids to swell, was all this discussion on this Russian spy, right? You know, and I don't even know her name right now. She was, I guess she pled guilty and I guess, you know, with the collusion of the Russians and all this other stuff going on. Well, we science folk never get the good headlines. We just don't. All right, so today, this is what I found, okay? I didn't even have to find it. A virus can eavesdrop on bacterial communication. Now, did you see what just happened there? Did you see what just happened there? The scientists, or the media people, the journalists, that have to cover science, said, wait a second, spy stuff is in. A few days ago, there was that headline that 007 may be an alcoholic. And I think, and now I guess Richard Branson's Virgin Atlantic or Virgin Galactic's space flight went up without a hitch. And so everybody wants to, you know, have sexy headlines. So what do the scientists do? They talk about how a virus can eavesdrop on bacteria. Hey, sexy to me. All right, now look, you know, we work with what we got. So apparently, the Bassler Microbiology Lab at Princeton University, all right, Bonnie Bassler, who's director of the lab, chair of the Department of Molecular Biology at Princeton, investigator of the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, okay, think that the bacteria communicate with each other and viruses can eavesdrop on it. She won a MacArthur Genius Grant in 2002 when graduate student Justin Silpe proposed that a virus could eavesdrop on the bacterial conversations. Bassler said she thought it was wild, but there's never been evidence of a virus listening to bacteria. So she said, what the heck? It's not my job to shut down people's creativity. So Silpe, who's a researcher in the Bassler lab, worked on his idea for 2 years, and then the results were just released today. When a virus infects bacteria, it's called a phage or phage. Okay? See, even we make it sound French and sexy. He investigated a phage called VP882. I know. Yeah, see? You know, just like 007. MI6. He showed that when VP882 entered Salmonella in his experiments, it could sense information emitted from the bacteria. Bacteria cells communicate by producing and releasing chemical signal molecules, right? Other bacteria pick it up, and they call this quorum sensing. Then the communication lets them figure out how many other bacteria are in the vicinity, who's going to bring the beer, you know, that kind of stuff. And then sometimes bacteria will coalesce, act as a group, right? And then that allows them to do more damage and stay whole. So they say the virus was overhearing the bacterial conversations. Oh, no, she didn't. Yeah, she did. So they said it's brilliant, according to Nancy Connell. She's a microbial geneticist and senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. She is not connected with this. I guess this report was published in Cell. But, again, they asked for her opinion and not mine. I hate that. These are people not connected with the study, and they interview some random person going, oh, yeah, that's not, that's, you know. So they interviewed her, and she said, this discovery just blew me away. I'm a bacterial geneticist, and I think about bacterial communication, but who thought that viruses could perceive anything? Now, some of you guys have already fallen asleep, okay? But I'm telling you right now, the scientific community, this is fascinating, and I tell you why. This is what I get out of this. Okay, HIV is one of the smartest, slickest viruses out there. If HIV does some of this, you know, 007 stuff, and we are on it, that could possibly help us fight bad viruses like HIV. So they say the discovery, oh, they agree with me, opens the door for viruses to become infection fighters, possibly one day joining antibiotics in the medical arsenal to fight Salmonella, E. coli, cholera, and other bacterial infections, says Bassler. See how we now make it even sound all militarist, you know, militaristic, right? And our arsenal. Yeah, we have a medical arsenal. It used to be a little doctor's bag that looked dorky. Now, Soapy's discovery was built on previous work in the lab. Is it Soap? Soap or Soapy? Anyway, so he did piggyback. He did copy. He did his own work. But it was built on previous work in the lab where they discovered this receptor within a bacterial cell for a signal that bacteria use to communicate with each other. So they analyzed a bunch of DNA, then they brought in the search or whatever, and then he found a receptor that didn't match bacteria, and it was for that VP882. So Soapy got to be interviewed, and I'm glad because he should get the credit for this. So he said, he piped in, and he said this was unexpected because it was suggesting that there was a virus out there that has kind of joined the bacterial conversation. This one virus had a receptor that previously had only been found on bacteria to facilitate communication, but unlike bacteria, the virus does not take part in the conversation. Hence, it just listens and eavesdrops. Okay, so what does that mean for you or I? Well, viruses are tricky. They could enter bacterial cells. They could mess with bacteria. They could dictate some stuff. So if we're kind of figuring out how they work with this intelligence, man, we could do a lot to viruses. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
In 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am not a smart aleck. I need to say it like it is. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. I love Daniel. He's so nice. Oh, thank you. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know Daniel gets a super big hug. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is hot off the press. It is hot off the press. I have not had time to go through it. The Dr. Dahlia medical news team, I don't know where the hell they are. They're, like, nowhere to be seen. They'll come in, you know, in the late afternoon. But yeah, after they wake up and, you know, splash some cold water on their face, our show's going to be over. And what I have right here, hot off the press, which, you know, exciting for me, may not be exciting for everybody else, but it is exciting. It's called the America's Health Rankings from United Health Foundation. This is a call to action for individuals and their communities. Now, basically, this is the report that comes out each year telling us how crappy our state is doing. Okay? I guess America's health rankings was built upon the World Health Organization definition of health. Now, what is the definition of health? It's a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So they say their model reflects the determinants of health directly influence health outcomes. Determinants account for 3/4. Outcomes accounting for 1/4 of each state's overall score and ranking. Who knows? But basically, they rated these rankings on 4 categories of determinants. Behaviors, community and environment, policy, and clinical care. So basically, they're going to judge how healthy your state is based on the behavior of the people who live in your state. So if you Californians are really, really big on eating sprouts and exercising and surfing and doing all that stuff, as opposed to Nevadans, who they think might sit at a slot machine, which we don't do, that would be the behavior. Community and environment, again, self-explanatory. Policy, so government policy, health policy, and then clinical care, how good your doctors and medical providers are. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, where I live, we're good. We are good. So, and by the way, if any of you guys try to say my state or, you know, your particular state, you know, quotes, well, my state has the worst doctors, you guys don't know what the hell you're talking about. Okay, there is no state in the United States that has the worst doctors. These rankings you need to take with a grain of salt. And what are they ranking it on? Yelp reviews? Ranking it on malpractice suits? Just because somebody sues for malpractice and wins doesn't necessarily mean the doctor did wrong. It means they had a more successful suit. Just because a criminal gets off doesn't mean necessarily they were innocent. In the law, they might be innocent, but you're like, wait a second, really? They were acquitted, really? So you don't know. You can't just base it on these, you know, these absolutes. Okay, so the first thing they talk about is obesity. They say obesity prevalence is lower among college graduates than adults without a college degree. Now, I don't know if it's because the degree is heavy and we carry it around in our pockets and we burn more energy with it. I don't know if it's because people with college graduates or college graduates have, you know, extra money to go to the gym or, you know, have a treadmill at their house. But they looked at obesity and they said college graduates, 23.3% are obese. But people with only some college, 34.8% are obese. If you were a high school graduate and didn't pursue education after that, 36.1% are obese. And if you did not finish high school, 37.4% of you are obese. That's striking. Then they have the top 8 states where cancer death rates are increasing the most, despite the national rate going down. You see, we're doing something with cancer. So death rates in cancer are rising in Iowa, Tennessee, Kansas, Arkansas, West Virginia, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Oklahoma. Oklahoma had a 12% increase, even though for the whole in the United States, we went down. There's a rising suicide rate, frequent mental distress issues. They talk about that. They also talk about how healthcare providers are starting to increase. They said mental health care providers are increasing at about 8%. Primary care physicians, we now have about 156.7 per 100,000 people. Is that enough? No, but it is rising. They say child poverty is down about 6%. And then they look at state rankings. And for overall health, Hawaii, again, number one. Some of the worst states are, of course, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. It always seems to be that southern belt. And there's a whole variety of reasons people think, well, it's, you know, the, you know, diet, the, you know, people in the South, they eat vegetables too. It could be genetics. It could be that if the environment is more, you know, humid, it's not like California weather, you could go outside and exercise. But the states that ranked the highest were Hawaii for health, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, and Utah. Utah, again, a lot of things you could do outdoors. Hawaii, a lot of things you could do outdoors. Massachusetts, Boston, oh my gosh, I love that place. No parking, so you have to walk everywhere. Connecticut, gorgeous. Vermont, gorgeous. You know, all those states. Arkansas, gorgeous. Oklahoma, Alabama, all these are gorgeous states. But you kind of wonder, do more people go outside? Or they're, you know, I don't know. So, a lot of issues. We're not here to dissect that. So, these state rankings, right? Why are they doing better? So, why is Hawaii doing better? Well, they say Hawaii is doing better because there's lower obesity, 23.8%, compared with 31.3% nationally. They have less smoking, they say, in Hawaii, 12.8% compared to 17.1% nationally. Low disparity in health status with a 13.3 percentage point difference, okay, between those with high school education compared to those who don't. Low levels of air pollution in Hawaii. Well, yeah, except for near the volcano and what happened there. But low levels of air pollution, 5.8 micrograms compared to 8.4 nationally. Low prevalence of frequent mental distress. Yeah, people go to Hawaii to get rid of the stress. 9.5% compared with 12.4. High number of primary care physicians at 187.6 compared to 156.7. I was asked to go to Hawaii and be a doctor there. I know. Oh, my gosh. You know how beautiful that would be? And I tell you, the reason why I wouldn't live in Hawaii, I would love to, and I'd love to visit there. But it's really expensive, the flights now, to go back and forth to the United States. And since there's so much I do in the United States, I honestly, it's because I'm cheap. I don't want to spend the money on a flight. I'm noticing some of the flights are about $1,000 to get from Hawaii to America. And so for me, that just didn't, it just didn't make sense. All right. So the state does face challenges. They say 21.1% have excessive drinking compared to 19% nationally. And adolescents, not all of them get the Tdap, the tetanus shot, 84.8% compared to 88.7. And there were salmonella outbreaks. And they say 10.9% have diabetes compared to 10.5% nationally. That's funny. A tenth of our nation? Not funny at all. A tenth of our nation has diabetes? Nationally? So, they now break down why these other states are doing so badly. Louisiana, right? Mississippi. Louisiana now ranks 50th, right? They have the highest prevalence of children in poverty, 28% compared to 18.4%. They have the highest rate of smoking, 23.1%. High rate of obesity at 36.2%. Frequent mental distress, frequent physical distress, and a high percentage of low-weight babies. But what are their bright spots? Well, they do have a lot of mental health providers, more than national. They do have a low incidence of pertussis, they say. They say they have a high HPV immunization coverage, which protects against cervical cancer, and they have good vaccine coverage. So, but when you go to state rankings, many of you guys want to know where you lie. Well, it's Hawaii, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, Utah, then New Hampshire, Minnesota, Colorado, Washington, and New York, rounding out the 10. New Jersey, California, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Nebraska. Iowa, Maine, Idaho, Maine, Iowa, Maryland, Virginia. Montana, Oregon, Wisconsin, Wyoming, South Dakota, and then Illinois and Kansas. Where is Nevada? Oh, Nevada ranked lower than that. All right, that's where I live. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea, now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Days after being sentenced to 3 years in prison for tax and bank fraud, lying to Congress, and campaign finance violations, the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, breaks his silence.
I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
Speaking there to George Stephanopoulos on ABC's Good Morning America, now White House spokesman Hogan Gidley says nobody should trust a word Cohen says.
He's a self-admitted liar. You guys all know that. And for him to say, I'm going to stop lying now, is somewhat silly.
Students have been sent home for the day at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, after a threat was received on this anniversary of the 2012 shooting massacre there. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, we have been bagging on fast food forever, saying it's unhealthy, it's caloric, all sorts of stuff. Well, apparently these chain restaurants, which is kind of, you know, a no-brainer, they can be more caloric than your fast food meal. They say some of these quote-unquote full-service dinners can clock in at about 1,000 calories. According to researchers from the University of Liverpool, they said their shocking findings probably underestimated the number of calories consumed because they did not include drinks, appetizers, desserts, or side dishes. So they looked at 27 chains. And Hungry Horse. Now, this was in a lot of, these were in England. So, I believe they have a hungry horse in America too. But they say Hungry Horse has about 284 pub restaurants across Britain. They have the most calorie-packed food. They said an average meal contained 1,358 calories. Apparently, for those with a hefty appetite, it serves meals like the 3,500-calorie rack of St. Louis ribs or the 3,300-calorie Smokin' Jack burger. Each of these contains well over an entire day of recommended calorie intake. By the way, the recommended calorie intake for Britain, and I think it's similar to America, is no more than 2,500 for men, 2,000 calories a day for women. Again, we really haven't talked about in America calorie limits and what's recommended because everybody's different. I can't tell you to stop at 1,800 calories. Because what if your activity is greater? Then you need to have more calories. And so we have to be very, very careful in our industry saying, okay, guys, just don't eat more than 2,000. But people need guidance. And so for a woman, 2,000 is kind of a lot. That's, you know, for me, I try to keep mine under 1,800. Okay, although I had some chocolate cake. I needed carbs. I just needed some carbs, and I had some chocolate cake. Hey, I love a chocolate cake. Chocolate cake! Anyway, they say a further 10 restaurant chains each average more than 1,000 calories per meal. Well, what is fast food clocking at? Well, KFC is about 987 calories per meal. Subway sandwiches, 763. McDonald's comes in less, 726. Wimpy, it's kind of big over there, 721. Burger King, 711. Then there's another place called Leon, 597. So when they look at their restaurants, Pizza Express, 854, J.D. Weatherspoon, 1100, they have, basically, the restaurants are clocking in higher. So, okay, what is going on here? Well, I know. I would love to find out what's going on with Outback. Yeah, I know. I love Outback Steakhouse. Well, one source that opened my eyes that they are discussing in this was Eat This, Not That. Eat This, Not That was, I think, one of the most phenomenal books to launch. I can't comment on its accuracy, but they're the ones that said, look, when you go to this restaurant and order this salad, it may have more calories than your McDonald's burger. And that blew me away. Blew me away. Because I'm like, I love that salad. It's the only salad I eat. Well, the reason why is because it is loaded with a very sugary syrup. And then the dressing on top of it. And there was a bunch of fruit and candied walnuts. And I'm like, ah, I see. And then cheese. Adding cheese into it. So I'm getting all excited that I'm eating a salad. And I'm like, you know what? Get me a big salad. I'll do like, you know, Elaine on Seinfeld. I'll eat a big salad. And meanwhile, I'm eating more calories than if I just grabbed a burger at McDonald's. Now, mind you, at least I'm getting lettuce. At least I'm getting fiber, so I'll poop better. But we have this false misconception that if you go to a restaurant and the food is hot and it's steamy and there's vegetables on the plate, we're eating healthier. I mean, we have an obesity crisis and we need to figure out what the heck is going on. Well, one of the number one things that's going on is marketing. Everything is about marketing and advertising and PR and getting you suckered in and commerce. They need to make their food taste good. Now, I've worked in restaurants, and so I see how chicken sandwiches are made. That chicken is sprayed with butter. The bread is buttered up. Things just, they have to taste better. And I know this because there's a couple places in New York and L.A. that I've been to that were supposed to be healthy establishments, and the food was blander than bland. And I'm like, I don't want to eat. But that's another trick. If you want to lose weight, don't make your food taste good. That's really the key. You know, like Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers, you can eat as much grilled chicken breast as you like. You can eat as much vegetables as you like. Dark meat? No. It's going to have some calories. Red meat? You're going to get some points. Vegetables, yeah, they don't taste good. If you put cheese and butter on them, no. Those are points. But a raw carrot or raw celery, which I'm having now for lunch, yeah, they don't taste good. So you'll eat, you'll get sick of eating, and you'll go away. That, I think, is going to be the main way for us to fight obesity, is to get in our heads that we can't eat stuff that tastes good. The problem is our reward centers. It is so addictive. Eating a yummy chocolate chip cookie is as addictive as cocaine, according to the brain. And then once you have that, the next time you see a cookie, you're like, cookie. Cookie Monster didn't help. I mean, Cookie Monster, to me, made me a cookie addict. My mom's like, I'm not giving you a cookie. And I was like, cookie! I was all googly-eyed, and my mom's like, no! So, that's a problem. Don't go to a restaurant where the food tastes good if you want to lose weight. Go to a restaurant you hate. Order fish. If you order fish, you're probably not going to finish the meal. Right? If you order a salad. So that's I think, the key to this. And this idea that, well, fast food is now less in calories, we've got to be careful with that. The fast food may be less in calories because of portion sizes. The fast food may be less in calories because they don't add appetizers, dessert, drinks, etc. So with all of this, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Speaking of lettuce, the romaine lettuce E. coli outbreak has been pinned on at least one farm in California that had infected reservoir water. Sediment in a water reservoir at Adams Brothers Farms in Santa Barbara County tested positive for E. coli. The E. coli sickened people across 15 states, traced to at least this one farm. Even though the agency named only one farm, they think it could have affected others. Investigators said they identified two other California counties, Monterey and San Benito, as possibly linked to the outbreak. This is the second E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce this year. Officials say they are not related. You know, the first E. coli outbreak killed 5 people, sickened more than 200. So this one was announced November 20th, right before everybody left for the Thanksgiving holiday. And so they think they know what, and again, tainted water, you know, dirty water can strain E. coli. E. coli comes from people's colons and animals' colons. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this is interesting. So Scott writes on Facebook that his girlfriend had given him an ultimatum to get married or leave. And so he proposed about a year ago, and they're about to get married this weekend. Woohoo! Yay! Congratulations! He seems to be joking about the ultimatum, so I'm like, all right, have fun. But I'm reading something deeper in his note. And he doesn't get along with the mom, gets along with the dad, which is kind of interesting for men in the relationship. But he gets along with dad, not the mom. Different religions. They differ on what to do with kids. But they love each other terribly. I mean, just love each other. So he wants some advice before they do this. And, you know, this is one of those things where I know some people are thinking, okay, don't do it, don't do it. And, marriages that already start out on the left foot, could be doomed, but I'm telling you right now, no. Love does conquer all. You know, my hubby and I, we had, so many reasons for us to not be together. And here we are, almost 22 years later. I know, I'm old. Dang, little baby, I know, yeah. I don't know how happy he is. You guys see his, face on Facebook. He's never really smiling in our pictures, but I'm happy. I'm always like, what's my baby day? And I'm always smiling, but he's like, oh gosh, I have to take another picture. I don't want people to know we're married. No, he loves me. He loves me. He's my cupcake tushy. But yeah, we went to the rabbi, to talk about some issues we were having with in-laws on both sides. And, that's tough. And the reason why I would say still go and get married, don't let in-laws ruin this, is because in-laws will always be an issue. Everybody that has ever said, I love my in-laws, the in-laws are great, either A, they become an issue very early on into the marriage anyway, so that all changes, or B, the in-laws are so far away on the other side of the country or in another country that it really is a non-issue. So don't let there being in-law issues necessarily stop a wedding, right? Unless you think the in-laws are going to kill you, or you think the in-laws are going to, or if it's a situation where you're like, they're going to live with us, and I don't think I could do that, then that's a problem. Now, what though really does worry me, Scott, is the ultimatum. Yeah, I thought you were just joking, and but I don't think you would have put that there if you weren't. That, to me, means you really weren't into the whole marriage thing. And I wish you could call 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, anybody. Giving an ultimatum to get married never works. Unless you want basically a marriage and you just don't want to put a ring on it. Then, yeah, you're going to have to be goaded. Women learn very early on in heterosexual relationships that they need to convince their male partner of doing things, or it doesn't get done. We have to convince our husbands, right, to actually take out the garbage. Otherwise, it won't get done. We have to convince them that, yeah, I think it's time to have a baby. Otherwise, no. Very rarely does dad come home and go, I think we need to make a baby now. No, it's usually us women. My husband and I would have never had kids if I weren't like, okay, let's go to bed, like, right now. And I get it. He's probably like, well, let me just leave it up to her. She knows what she's doing. She's got the plumbing. But it would have been put off, because we had stuff to do. And luckily, we were like, okay, there's never a good time, let's just do it. And then we did it. Like, thank the Lord, we had Stoney, the egg. Stoney's egg came down the pike, right? Met the sperm. My Stoney egg, right, with his little googly eyes, then ended up being my first baby. And then we're like, all right, next one. And then Brocky Boo, his little egg was jumping. Brocky Boo was like, pick me, pick me, pick me. And I was like, nah. No, pick me, pick me, pick me. I was like, really? Well, okay, I'll pick your egg. And then he came out. I tell the kids this story all the time. I told them how I almost scrambled them up. I had to. Oh, it was so funny. We were at school when they were little. And I guess it was a Mother's Day thing at their grade school, and the mommies had to talk about when their kids were born, and it was ridiculous, because the moms were talking about their C-sections, their episiotomies, talking about how they almost lost their baby at birth. It was horrible. It was horrible to sit there. So when they get to me, they're thinking, oh God, Dr. Dahlia, she is going to really get graphic with the whole placenta and meconium and all that. And I was like, no, it was my turn. I'm sitting next to my kid, and my kid is like ready to kill himself. So worried about what I was going to say. And I go, I don't know what any of you women are talking about. When Brock was born, I went to the grocery store and picked out the egg. And there was a little egg with googly eyes jumping in the refrigerator section of the grocery store saying, pick me, pick me. So I picked him up. I almost accidentally scrambled him, you know, but I cracked the egg and out he came and he was my baby. And you saw the relief of all the kids that that's how I explained he was born. Because, you know, then the next mom was talking about backseat in a Yugo. It's crazy stuff. But listen, I don't think the average guy wants to get married. Okay, and I'm sorry if that's a bad stereotype, but I mean, to the idea of, you know, having paperwork and having family witness. I mean, look at that. There has to be a witness. There has to be paperwork. There has to be this cementing into your brain that this is going to be your one and only. It's not really evolutionarily realistic for an average male in the animal kingdom. But we do it and we really rub it in and then we make a toast. Yeah, well, and that doesn't make sense too. Right before the wedding, we take him on a bachelor party where he goes to a strip club and he has to promise, you know, his betrothed that he's not going to do anything. And it's supposed to be one last fling. That's like, we women, we freak out. We got to talk about bachelor parties one day. But we freak out because we're like, why are you letting him see women that look nothing like me? And then that's going to be on his mind. And you're kind of rubbing it in that he'll never get that anymore. You know, that's just kind of sadistic. And so there's a lot of pressure with this whole marriage thing. So in order for it to work for both parties, is if they're actually it has to be looked upon as a partnership. Now, I know it's kind of businesslike and not very romantic, but are you getting what you want? Just because you guys are married doesn't mean they're going to stay with you forever. They could get a divorce. It's harder, you know, but you don't want to be with somebody who doesn't really want to be with you, but they're not leaving you because they're afraid of a divorce. So, you know, does this work for you? You know, is this somebody that, you know, you think, you know, has those traditional values? You know, if you want to be that traditional type of family, that's fine. You know, but a lot of people are like, you know what? I just want to be with them. I don't really want the whole institution of marriage. I just want to be with who I love. And that may work better for them. So you guys have to kind of figure out what that is. And, you know, some people say, well, you know what? He'll cheat if he's not married to me. No, that's not true. If you think he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat whether you're married or not. Same thing with her. If you think she's going to cheat, just because you guys are married, a piece of paper that you signed years ago doesn't prevent, you know, certain passions from happening all the time. So good luck, dude. That's all I could say. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.